The Holy Gospel appointed for the third Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the fourth chapter, verses 12 through 25. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called to them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. And he went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every affliction among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria. And they brought him all the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, those oppressed by demons, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee and the Decapolis, and from Jerusalem and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to follow Jesus and become fishers of men, including women and children, to the saving good news of the gospel and the kingdom of God. The words of your Son Jesus himself, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." Therefore, Father, empower us by your Holy Spirit to accept the challenge to go out and share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ in our own community here in the Big Bear Valley. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 4, with special attention to the following verses. While walking by the Sea of Galilee, Jesus saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately, they left their nets and followed him. This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." That is the challenge Jesus places before us again this morning as we have come to worship Him and to listen to His holy word. "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." As a matter of fact, we read in our text, when Jesus heard that John had been arrested for speaking against Herod's adultery with his brother's wife, Jesus returned to Galilee, where he lived in Capernaum by the sea, saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Not only that, but to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament, "The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." Yes, there was no question about the fact that the kingdom of God was at hand. And the strong need and urgency to repent and believe the good news of the kingdom of God. And that's precisely what Jesus did. As he began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Yes, Jesus began his 3-year public ministry with the same message as that of John the Baptist. When he was preaching out in the wilderness of the desert in Judea, saying, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." In other words, to make a radical change in one's life, from being lost to being saved to the kingdom of God. Yes, the time had come to those living in darkness and in the shadow of death to see a great light. And that great light was Jesus, the promised Savior, the Messiah. Jesus, who said of himself, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will never walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." But in order to accomplish his mission and ministry of preaching and teaching, Jesus needed help. Jesus decided to choose disciples to help him and assist him in his ministry, so that the good news of the gospel and of the kingdom of God could be preached and taught, not only in Galilee and Judea, but to the ends of the earth. The words of St. Luke in the book of Acts, "And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." This was especially true after Jesus' departure, before he ascended into heaven, when he gave his disciples the great commission. "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." As a matter of fact, we read in our text for today that as Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, a beautiful lake, almost 700 feet below sea level, 14 miles long and 6 miles wide, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Yes, Jesus chose to appoint fishermen without any formal education, instead of choosing those who had a formal education, like the Pharisees and the scribes and the teachers of the law and the priests of the temple. As a matter of fact, Jesus doesn't even do a background check on them to determine their IQ levels of knowledge, their professional skills in teaching and preaching, or even, for their matter, their personal finances. No, he doesn't. And that's precisely what happened as Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Not fishermen, but fishers of men. In other words, from now on, you will no longer catch fish, but catch men. and women and children for the gospel and the kingdom of God. And as soon as Jesus called Simon and Andrew to become fishers of men, they did not hesitate and accepted the challenge immediately. Yes, immediately they left their nets and followed him. The same was true of the two brothers, the sons of Zebedee, James and John, who were also casting their nets into the sea. They also accepted the assignment immediately. Yes, immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. As a matter of fact, they dropped everything they were doing immediately. And they didn't ask Jesus, "Where are we going?" Or, "How long are we going to be away?" Or even for that matter, "Where are we going to stay?" No. Jesus doesn't give them any information, no map, no itinerary, no destination, or even for that matter, how long. Only the invitation to follow him as they left everything they were doing as fishermen. Not only their job, but remember their families, their friends, their community, in order to follow Jesus. Yes, immediately they left their nets and followed him. And Jesus' fame and popularity spread, not only throughout all of Galilee, but throughout all Syria, as he proclaimed the gospel of the kingdom and healed every disease and affliction among the people, including those who were possessed by demons, stricken with epilepsy and paralyzes and various diseases and pains. Yes, Jesus healed all of them. Now, what about us here at Shepherd in the Pines? Yes, what about you and me? We know and believe that the kingdom of God is at hand. And we also know and believe that we need to repent and believe the gospel. But are we also ready to accept the assignment to become fishers of men in order to share the gospel of Jesus Christ in our community? I hope and pray that we are. Yes, I hope and pray that we are also ready to follow Jesus and become fishers of men. And by the way, here Jesus does not expect you to drop everything you're doing right now, your job, your family, your friends, like pastors and teachers do, who have been called by God to work full-time in the church's ministry of preaching and teaching the Word of God. But he does expect you to take some time from your busy schedule in life to share the gospel with those in our community who still don't have Jesus as their Savior. To invite someone you know personally, or even for that matter, an acquaintance, perhaps your friend, perhaps your neighbor, someone you work with, to come and join us for worship here at Shepherd in the Pines, to hear the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, all it takes is an invitation, and it works. As a matter of fact, you don't have to say anything except to invite them. Encourage them to come. Perhaps even stop over on a Sunday morning and actually have them come to you to church. And it works. It helps to break the ice. Or their fear to come to a church they have never been to before. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us here at Shepherd in the Pines, not only to repent and believe the gospel, but to become fishers of men with the good news, with those around us who still are lost without Jesus as their Savior, or don't have a church to call home. And there are many in our community who don't have a church to call home. They are out there in the wilderness of our valley, still looking and searching for a church that will welcome them as their own. And by the way, a few churches have closed in our community in the last few years, and you know that. And just recently, another church has also closed. As a matter of fact, we almost did. Remember, 2014, we almost closed our doors here at Shepherd in the Pines just before I accepted your call to be your pastor. And if it hadn't been for those of you who joined our church from the Orthodox Presbyterian Church in Big Bear Lake at the time, which had just closed its own doors, we probably wouldn't be here today. Just stop and think about that for just a moment. Shepherd in the Pines almost closed its doors in 2014. But by the grace of God, and through a lot of fervent prayer by those of you who were here at the time, God intervened and helped us to keep the doors open in order to continue sharing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ in our community. So yes, it is our task, it is our duty, it is our obligation after what God had done for us in 2014 to reach out now, to invite them to come enjoy the same spiritual blessings and gifts you and I enjoy every Sunday morning with the proclamation of His Word and the administration of His holy sacraments. Not only that, but also enjoy with us something very special and unique here at Shepherd in the Pines. You know what it is. It's the fellowship. Yes. The fellowship with food and refreshments right after church is over. They are out there in our community looking and searching for such a church. Yes, the fellowship with food and refreshments is so important in the church. Doing precisely what the early Christians did in the New Testament, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the breaking of bread, to prayers, and to the fellowship. Yes, the fellowship. Not only a time to sit here, eat and drink, but a time to get to know each other and to share with each other our joys as well as our disappointments and sorrows in life. So may our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day. Come follow me, said Christ the Lord. Obey my call and guiding in my example as your guide. And then to accept the challenge, the hymn of allegiance to Jesus. Lead on, O King Eternal. We follow not with fears. Thy cross is lifted over us. We journey in the light. The crown awaits the conquest. Lead on, O King of Might. Yes, this is a very special church, Shepherd in the Pines in Big Bear Lake. God has been good to us. He has blessed us. And we still have our doors open so that we can invite those who don't have a church to call home, to bring them so that they can enjoy the spiritual blessings and gifts from God through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.